We often hear about kidnappings in Iraq, how it's one method of sectarian cleansing and a way for insurgents to finance their activities. With an economy in ruins, kidnapping has become an industry there, a way for Iraqis without jobs to make money. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports on how some people are making a living out of other people's tragedies.
A year ago, Kalthoum Shiad lived in Baghdad, but she and her Shiite family fled to the south after receiving threats from Sunni neighbors. A few months after they moved, her eldest son returned to the capital to collect his wages and check on their house, but then he went missing. When her husband Hamza went to look for the son, he too disappeared. Then Kalthoum got a call from men claiming to have kidnapped them both.
They said, bring $20,000 and come with one of your other sons and leave it at the gate of a building near Abu Ghraib.
Kalthoum tugs at her black veil as she continues her story.
Then they said, you're old and sick, just send your son on his own. My relatives said it was a trap, that they just wanted to kill my other son.
Kalthoum's heard nothing since from either her missing husband or son. They were most likely victims of a sectarian militia, killed simply because they were Shiite. That's the sort of case kidnap negotiator Ahmed Mohammed wouldn't touch.
I usually only handle criminal cases. Even if the police are the kidnappers, it's easy.
Ahmed Mohammed, that's not his real name, does everything to appear ordinary, forgettable. He's got thick, wavy hair and an unkempt beard, like half the men in Baghdad. He says keeping a low profile is important for doing the job he began some years ago.
It started with a friend of mine. His brother was kidnapped. He asked me to help. So I took over the negotiations, and with God's help, the man was released.
Mohammed's background helps, too. He was an intelligence officer during Saddam's time. The lawlessness that broke out with the fall of the regime sparked a wave of kidnappings that continues today. In the beginning, it was mainly wealthy businessmen or their children who were kidnapped for large sums of money. But as kidnappings became more common, Mohammed got busy and opened an office.
I closed it after the government started following me, suspecting I was linked to terrorists.
Now he works from the homes of kidnap victims. He lives with their families, so he's available around the clock whenever the kidnappers call. Mohammed does this, he says, because he knows how the kidnappers think.
The gangs in Baghdad I know, especially those who used to work in the intelligence service with me. I've developed relationships with them after having to deal with them so often.
The average ransom is $30,000, a fortune for most Iraqis. Mohammed makes his money in a bizarre arrangement, a percentage of the ransom that's decided by both the kidnappers and the family. Kidnapping is easy money these days, says Haider al-Rubai, a senior official in Iraq's Interior Ministry.
Now you just need 3 to 4 men and a car, and you've got a kidnapper.
They range from hardened criminals to ordinary people pushed to crime because they can't find jobs. Reporting a kidnapping to police often doesn't help, says Rubai.
It's normally the poor people, the ones who can't afford to pay a ransom, who file a report with police. But the police don't track the kidnappings. They just write it down and that's it.
Al-Rubai says many policemen resort to kidnapping to pad their meager salaries. And with unemployment at around 50%, the opportunity to make money this way is difficult for many to resist. These days, Kalthoum Shiad travels to Baghdad once a month to see if there's any news about her loved ones. She keeps their heavily creased ID papers in a plastic waterproof envelope and carries it everywhere she goes. She refuses to give up hope. Kalthoum says, maybe the Americans are holding her husband. He has a bad temper, she says, and maybe he yelled at a soldier and was arrested. Maybe they'll be released soon. In the meantime, she continues her search. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.